Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good and He is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. We have a responsibility to draw near to the Lord. He is our only hope. And the Lord has been reaching out to His people from the beginning. Since God made man, God has been reaching out to man. Anybody that will hear, anybody that had ears to hear, and anybody who loved Him, God took care of them. When we go to heaven, after all this is over with, we're going to have witnesses from every generation and tribe of man that survived and went to heaven. We'll have a witness how God moved in their lives. When they didn't know, God worked with them where they could meet Him. And the Lord has provided us with knowledge. All we have to do is seek Him. And you're going to see all kind of people. Some people grew up not hearing about God, and they still rejected Him for a great portion of their lives. And then they came in. And I did it. I didn't get saved till I was grown. I was almost 20 years old. I was 19, 3 weeks from being 20. When I got saved and grew up in church. And I did have a fear of the Lord, but I didn't know Him. I didn't ask Him to be my Savior till then. And, you know, when I was a kid, I would pray, and, you know, I would say the little prayer, you know, now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. I would do that, but I didn't have the revelation of who Jesus is. But I knew that this was right. When I was grown, I knew better. I knew I was not a Christian. I knew I needed to get saved. I asked my cousin. My cousin taught me things about the Lord and told me how Jesus came to die for us. But I didn't get saved. I didn't ask Him to be my Savior. So you're going to have all kind of people with all kind of backgrounds, with all kind of testimonies. But the Lord is the one who was always faithful to mankind. And so many people, they don't know the Lord for themselves. Now, Daniel put it this way, they that do know the Lord will be strong and do exploits. And that is very important. People that will be strong and do exploit at the worst time in history is who he was referring to. And when people under persecution, they're still going to be, not only will the Antichrist not be able to break them, even when he threatened them with death, even if they get killed, they're going to follow Jesus. Their life is committed to Jesus Christ, and they mean it. So we have to have that same sincerity in us. We must be sincere in Him. If we can be sincere, we can do all things. Sincerity is the way to go. Now, you must trust the Lord on some things. And the more you trust Him, the better you're going to live, and the greater your life will be. You don't have to be like everybody else. You don't have to do what others do. You can learn the ways of God yourself. You can hear Him out. And see, the world is going global, and people make it sound good. They paint the picture that it'll be a nation governed by one government, and there'll be no more war. There'll be no more problems. You know, prices will be lower. They're going to make it look so good. But you got to deny Jesus. That's where the catch is. This government's going to fail. I'm not talking about America. I'm talking about the 10 nations that give their power to the beast. It's going to crumble. Just like it's going to be. Satan always makes himself look beautiful. He always makes the alternative look good. But it's deadly. There's a hidden hook side that will take you down and drag you down. There will be families separated when the UN soldiers come, when the global armies come to persecute those who don't believe on Jesus Christ. If you don't deny Jesus, they will kill you. And some people are going to stick with the Lord no matter what.
just like they do now. Some people love God in their life and they don't deny him, and they endeavor to live for him. Jesus is their Lord every day of the week, not just when they're around people that believe on Jesus, but they believe on Jesus wherever they go. They conduct themselves according to the word of God wherever they go. They will never deny Jesus Christ. And they don't know everything. But some people have the same dedication, and they're growing and learning. And they'll never deny who Jesus is. Not for convenience, not for money, not for even death. If they are threatened with death, they'll start praising God because they love him, or preaching his word because they love him, or stand strong because they love him. They are sincere. And then there are those who will fold. When they see people getting murdered and killed and can't buy and sell, they love this life so much that they will deny him and take the mark. You know, somebody had a vision that the soldiers caught a family, and they began to skin the father's head alive. They began to peel his forehead off, and his wife and his daughters, they were fearful, and they took the mark. But the father would not recant his faith in Jesus Christ, so they killed him. There will be people who deny Christ, just like there are now. There are people that won't surrender to the Lord. There are people who won't ask the Lord to save them because they love this life. They love partying. They love doing wrong. They love stealing. They love debauchery. They love fornication or adultery. So many people would have already sold out to the world, and they won't get saved or come around people that love God. And then there are those who really love God. And sometimes they work together. Sometimes they're married to each other, the person that loves God and the person that don't. But when severe persecution comes to the people, you're going to find out who's naughty or nice. No matter what people do, no matter how well they preach, sing, or praise God, when the pressure comes, the sincerest people will be the only ones who stand. And so it is with the rapture. When the Lord raptures his people will be gone without a trace. He's moving them out of the way, just like he moved Lot out of Sodom so he could destroy it. So the people who are left, they were not sincere. They're like the five foolish virgins, the people that left. The Lord had me doing a few weeks ago a broadcast about the 10 virgins. Five were wise, five were foolish. Some of the people who say they love God, they're not sincere. And they sing and they preach and they do everything that people who are sincere, they do the same actions, say the same phrases. And they minister to people and counsel people, and they do good works, but they're not sincere in the heart. And when the Lord do the rapture, everything that's lukewarm, he's going to leave it. You know, I used to wonder, you know, my definition of lukewarm was it wasn't really scriptural. I thought it was talking about people who were somewhat lazy and wouldn't really, they didn't really seem dedicated. But there are people who are dedicated from the heart, but they're quiet in personality. And they consider the things of God. They govern their life according to the word of God. They have strong integrity. They have great love for God. Some people make more noise than others. So when I used to read about lukewarm, I thought, well, you got to act like you really love God. Well, sincerity, those who are on fire for God, the hot church that's on fire for God, they are sincere. The cold church, and the lukewarm people that are lukewarm, they are not sincere in their heart. And the Lord helped me to see this in a greater way. The Lord is saying something here. those that really love him are like the five wise virgins. Those that love the world somewhere are like the five foolish virgins. And see, we must at all times, when a man gets saved or a woman, when we get saved, we don't just hear what God has to say and have faith in him. We also reject the evil works of darkness. We reject the lies of the world. We reject the things of darkness. We reject sin itself. When we repent from our sins, we're rejecting it. You can, and preachers that love fame and fortune, they want things to be smooth. They want to preach smooth things. They want to attract crowds of people. So they kind of tone down the word. And that's a problem. And this is why they don't lead people in repentance. And when people don't repent, they're not sincere. And when they don't drive out the things of darkness out of their life, there's no reason for us to continue in sin. Sin should have no place in our heart, in our mind, in our body. Sin should be driven thoroughly out of our system. And the way we do it is, if our eye be single, our whole body will be full of light. And our body, inside our body, is our soul and our spirit. So if you're sincere in the heart, and you drive out the things of darkness, you won't have the interference of darkness, and you won't have the appetite of darkness, and you won't do the things of darkness. If you fill your heart with the living love of God, you will not want to sin. You will not want to do wrong. The sin nature has been broken by the blood of Jesus. And you learn his ways. You drive out the things that's not right. You stop lying. You stop being sneaky. You stop trying to get over. You start trying to be a blessing to people. And you're sincere. Some people are quiet in nature, and they do what's right when nobody knows. But since they don't make a big fuss of things, people think they're lukewarm because they're not boisterous. They don't put themselves first. They seek to be a blessing to others. These are the kind of people that God will rapture. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com, newlivingletters.com. Now, whether people expose the truth like I'm doing now or not, when the Lord do the rapture, that means the judgment has fallen. When God do the rapture, the judgment of God has fallen against those that are without. When the bridegroom came in the parable of the 10 virgins in chapter 24, when the bridegroom came, or 25, chapter 25, when the bridegroom came, he divided the 10 wise virgins from the 10 foolish virgins. And then he called them wicked and cast them into outer darkness. So everybody will see the kind of people that God left, and see people that said they were something and they were not. They were not sincere in their heart. So judgment has fallen, and they're going to fall because they were not sincere. Whatever's not sincere will surrender to the Antichrist and prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that God didn't make a mistake. And then the onlookers that got trapped on the other side of judgment, they didn't know any better. See, judgment comes against those that hold the truth in unrighteousness. And some people that are left behind, they suspected that there was some sincere people, and they wanted to learn more, but they didn't get saved. These are the kind of people that would jump on board with God. But they might get killed, because the Antichrist is going to be out there trying to destroy Jesus off the earth. And there will be people who are sincere, and they will do exploits in times of trouble. And they'll risk their life with everything that they do. Every time they come outside, everywhere they go, they're going to be in danger of being captured. And then there are going to be demons and all kind of things out that you've never seen before that's materialized. And when people are caught, they're going to you know, they're going to be brought before the guillotine to see if they're going to renounce their faith or not. And if you don't renounce their faith, they'll cut your head off. Some people would rather have their head chopped off than to deny Jesus. Now, I saw this day in a dream long ago. And the military is going to blow your whole house off the foundation with you in the house. So you won't really have a safe haven unless you learn to follow the guidance of God. And you're going to have to trust God on a greater level. You're going to have to pay attention to the Holy Spirit and go where He give you to go. You're going to have to follow Him at a time where people are not doing that. If people won't listen to the Lord, they're not going to make it. And then the electronic things, the laptops and cell phones, things like that, they can be traced. You have to learn to rely only on the Lord. We use these tools to spread the gospel right now because we're still in a free country somewhere. But see, when God takes His people off the earth won't have any salt and it will rot. You don't want to be here. And if you're here, if this broadcast comes after the rapture, you know what I'm talking about. It's so close, I don't know how close. Even Jesus don't know when the rapture is going to come. He said that's in the Father's hand. When the Father says it's time. And God is perfect. But those who are sincere will live. Those who are not sincere won't make it. Those that hold the truth in unrighteousness, they're going to be judged. And there will be survivors that survive everything that Revelation listed. There will be people who survive it. And it's amazing how we're made in the image of God. I'm not surprised that there will be people who survive it. Daniel said, they that do know the Lord will be strong and do exploits. And they won't be seduced by the enemy. So God's going to have people who survive Satan's worst and the judgment of God. Anybody that's sincere will survive the judgment of God. And anybody that's wise in life and love God and listen to Him and trust Him and believe Him, they can survive the works of darkness. They can survive the Antichrist and the armies that he's hijacked. See, he's going to be in control of 10 armies. One scripture said, who will be able to do war against the beast? Now, these things are sincere. Do things to be sincere. Make decisions to love and trust God. Don't trust yourself. Don't trust other people. Don't trust what you think. Don't trust college professors. Trust Jesus. Don't even trust preachers more than you trust Jesus. Trust Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior. And disconnect against, drive out the unfruitful works of darkness. Do what's right. Do the things of God. Speak His word. Claim His name. Claim salvation for yourself and your family while you can. Encourage and influence your family to love God like you should, because it's real. It's very real and it's important. Now, these things are very important. As we follow God and go forward with doing His word, we grow from glory to glory. We're able to do more. And when people reject the Lord and they're not sincere in their heart, then there's room for deception. When people are sincere in their heart, there's no room for deception. I'm going to say that again. It tasted good. When you're sincere in your heart towards Jesus Christ, there's no room for deception. When people are not sincere, when they're insincere in their heart, then there's room for deception. That's how people become lukewarm. That's how people get to a point of crisis where they don't believe the Lord. That's how people come to deception. That's how people come to full rebellion under pressure.
When you can be neutral against God, that's dangerous. That, my friend, is lukewarm. That doesn't mean that you're the most convincing conversator. See, when a person that's on fire for God, that doesn't mean you'll be the most convincing conversator. That doesn't mean that you'll be the most boisterous orator. That don't mean that you'll shout the loudest in church. That doesn't mean that you'll sing the best song or preach the best message. But a sincere heart will not be deceived. No matter what the enemy throw at you, when you're sincere in your heart, you will reject all forms of deception. When we're sincere towards the Lord, you've overcome the world. Your faith overcomes the world. Your faith is the way we're sincere. Faith looks to God. Pride looks within. Fear looks to man. So if you're looking to the Lord, you can be strengthened to do anything necessary. If you're looking to the Lord your God and King, now the Holy Spirit can minister to you. If you take time and study His Word, that's what sincere people do. They make themselves stronger, some more than others. But sincerity works. Sincere people graduate. They go forward from glory to glory. They learn from mistakes. If they miss it somewhere, if they misunderstand something somewhere, they're the first to adapt. When people are saying things that's just wrong, they don't know all the details on why it's wrong, but they detect that it's wrong. It's not like the living love of God. It's not like the peace of God. It's an anti-peace. It's anti-joy and it's anti-love. And they can tell that it's anti-wisdom, even though it's wrapped in a beautiful package. They know something and the milk's not clean. So when the Lord raptures His people, see, I'm saying these things before the rapture, not after. When the Lord take His people off earth, and I saw a vision of it, and I've listened to other people who have had visions of it, and there's a consistency. There's a consistency. When the Lord take His people off the earth, then people will know what kind of person was taken and what kind of person was left. And sometimes people suspect people for being wrong. See, we know right from wrong. No matter who you are and where you come from, you know right from wrong. The more light you have to work with, the more you understand some things are just not right. And everybody will not be deceived. And some people will break through every form of darkness. There are people raised that in families that were atheists, and they heard about Jesus and they got saved. And they broke through and became sincere towards God. They learned the difference. There are people who knew what was right and did what was wrong. And then there are others in the same family that became sincere towards God. And this would be widely known and appreciated that the people who were sincere were taken and those that were evil were rejected. See, the rapture is not just a reception for God's people. It's also a rejection against the darkness of this earth, of this world, of this world system. It's a rejection against people who love the world. A rejection against people who love Satan. A rejection against people who love darkness and are insincere in their way. These things are true. It's going to be certainly known. And then the enemy is going to be there to bully people into rejecting Jesus. And he's going to seem to give them more than he does. But it's just a lie. And then everybody who remains part of his system, his kingdom, is going to crumble under their feet. The kingdom of darkness will fall. Now, I happen to be out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mighty to move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord. No man can stop the mighty works of God. And it's amazing in our eyes. We're going to see him move. We're going to see what's possible through him. All who live according to the living word of God, all who make him their Lord, all who receive him, they're going to be honored. God is not ashamed to call them his children. Though in the eyes of men they were rejected, they were misunderstood, they were disqualified, but God didn't disqualify them. They were unnoticed, but God noticed them. And the people who disrespected them and disinherited them and made light of them will be left right here for everybody to publicly see. Whatever people do, whether they're sincere or insincere, they did it publicly. And when God does the rapture, he'll do it publicly. And those that made Jesus their Lord, they did it publicly. And those that made the devil their Lord, they did it publicly. Those that loved the world more than God, they did it publicly. Those that were insincere, they did it publicly. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.